An effort to bring Washington State into compliance with tougher federal requirements for proof of U.S. residency for driver's licenses and other government-sanctioned ID doesn't appear to have enough support in the chamber to move forward this year. Earlier this month, the federal government granted the state a temporary extension. The new requirements call for proof of U.S. residency for driver's licenses and other government-sanctioned IDs. A few dozen demonstrators waved signs outside an immigration lockup in Tacoma yesterday. They were there to support a detainee who led a large hunger strike inside the detention center last year. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Just days ago, Cipriano Rios told his family and supporters that he'd been scheduled for deportation Monday and that he'd be removed from the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma and put on a flight back to Mexico. Last year, Rios helped organize hundreds of detainees to go on hunger strike and call for better conditions at the center. The move sparked national attention and similar hunger strikes elsewhere. Maru Mora Villalpando is a community organizer. She was at the Tacoma facility this morning, along with several others.
People just wanted to make sure that he knew how important he's been to our movement and how much we respect his leadership and his sacrifice at the detention center.
Rios stayed on hunger strike for 20 days and later spent time in isolation. Rios was in detention a year and a half, fighting his case. He was initially taken into immigration custody following a DUI arrest. His wife and children live in Oregon. But Villalpando says there was no sign of Rios' departure from the detention center Monday. Demonstrators have physically blocked deportation vehicles there in the past, and the center may have tried to avoid a similar confrontation. Immigration officials say Rios is still in their custody, but they can't disclose deportation plans. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.